MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in, Eastern Divide Trail. I'm on the Lehigh Valley Trail, a little south of Rochester. Couldn't say if there's an actual town name around here or not. We'll go with Rochester. But yesterday I called in and trying to sort out some navigation. I think I figured a few things out. Mostly the file sizes that I'm working with for this Eastern Divide Trail are just too big, too much data for my Garmin Edge 1040 solar to handle. So it has a hard time like loading up the file and showing where I'm supposed to be, not locking up, all the things it's supposed to do. So kind of funny that they make a solar device that lasts longer and has this 100-hour battery life, but it can't handle the file sizes to go do anything big. Just, I don't know, sometimes Garmin doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They focus on one feature and not the whole package. To be honest, I'd rather have it be able to accept some AA batteries as a backup power supply with a lower or shorter lithium battery life, but it could actually handle some big file sizes. That would actually make more sense, but I doubt they're going to listen to me because I'm sure they've heard it from many other people. So anyways, riding bikes. I picked up an iPhone yesterday and got that set up. So I have a backup phone. If I start using that for navigation, I can also return it within 30 days if I can figure out the Garmin. So the upside of the Garmin is it shows you all the intersecting roads. And it's a bit easier to navigate with when it functions. And that's a big when or if it functions there. So there's going to be a lot of wind here because I didn't realize I was hitting a little descent. But the downside, of course, is that it doesn't always function. And then you got the Ride with GPS app, or I think it's called Gia, something like that. Anyways, those, or at least Ride with GPS doesn't show you all the intersecting trails. So sometimes you get to an intersection and you just got to start trying things out until your dot moves down the right direction. So that can be a little frustrating too. But yesterday I rode out and my uncle went with me, which was really cool. We've never done any riding together. They were just asking me questions about things for 10 plus years about riding. And so that was fun. And then we rode on and did his longest ride ever. And so that was about 60 miles to Seneca Falls from just before Syracuse. And then we hit a McDonald's and he was considering getting a hotel and maybe riding back home or continuing on into Western New York. And then my aunt pulled up with the car and he was easily convinced to get in and go home and sleep in his own bed. So all good for him though. It's so awesome to see people push themselves at whatever capacity that is. I mean, I hear it a lot from people, oh, I could never do that, or I'm not riding at your level or whatever. So it's not about all that, and it's more about just getting out and pushing whatever your limit is. I've been doing this for a long time, and my limit has been pushed out further and further, and I enjoy that. I'm not asking anybody to go do 6,000 miles. Just go do one more mile than you've ever done, and that'd be so awesome and so inspiring to hear about. So I rode on another 30 or so miles that last night, so I ended up with about 90, considering we started at like 3-4 p.m. That's great. So not as short a day as I was imagining earlier on. And then got up this morning in I'm going to butcher this name. It's, I don't know what it's called. Forget it. It's out by the Finger Lakes. It doesn't really matter. Look at track leaders or tackling the trail page. You'll see where I bivvied. Anyway, it's got some breakfast. So yeah, good cup of coffee and a good eat. And rolling on. I'm about 34 miles into my day at the moment. Racing towards Leicester, the town. There's a gear shop there. I'm going to try to get myself a sleep pad and a pillow. I actually have a sleep pad at the moment. Not the lightest weight thing, but it's there. So if I miss them, it's not the end of the world, but it would be nice to get lightweight again. And then it's into the Leicester park. My understanding is that's going to be some single track, so trying to get there with some daylight to work through some of that and hopefully get out the other side of it tonight. We'll see what happens. It's a state park. I probably shouldn't say I might camp in there, so that's definitely not going to happen. I'm going to push all the way through, not secretly camp in a state park. So that's the goal. Hopefully get another 100-mile day in here. We'll see how that single track, and I get off of the rail trail canal pass that I've been doing for a couple hundred miles now and into single track and climbs. So I'm sure that's going to be a little shock to the system as well. So right now, just speeding along on some rail to trail, trying to get to this gear shop. And I got like an hour and 30 minutes to make another, 18 miles or so. So that's what I'm working on. And I'll try to check in again tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.